Now, from this point forward, says the encyclopedia, by the way, I will indiscriminately be reading the encyclopedia and doing asides as I go. I don't want to have to keep saying quote unquote. From this time forward, the technical signification of the word Catholic meets us with increasing frequency both in the East and in the West. It's important to know the Westerners writing in Latin used it in Greek, used this Greek word, used this word of Greek origin. They imported it from Greek into Latin. And they used it until the beginning of the 4th century, where it seems to have almost entirely supplanted the primitive and more general meaning. So the word gets a quite specific meaning in the earliest centuries of the church. Yes, St. Justin Martyr and some of the other apologists use it in a more general, sort of that older sense. But we see St. Ignatius around that same time, earlier in fact, using it in a very specific sense. So we have then in around the year 170 or 180, there have been various datings of the Moratorian fragment, which is an early, it's a Latin translation of an earlier Greek document dating from the late 2nd century. And this kind of mysterious thing, we don't know whose hand it's from, but we know that it was in Greek. And we know that it's a list, a canon of the books of the Bible. But in it, it mentions other things as well. And it talks about certain heretical writings that, quote, cannot be received in the Catholic Church, end quote. Now, a little bit later than this, again, that's 180 around, 170, 180. You'll find different datings. We have Clement of Alexandria, who died in the year 215, saying this. Now, notice how specific he's being. We say that both in substance and in seeming, both in origin and development, the primitive and Catholic Church is the only one, agreeing as it does with the unity of one faith. Now, notice in this passage from Saint Clement of Alexandria, again, died in 215. Actually, he's not a saint. He's not canonized. Clement of Alexandria died in 215, part of the catechetical school of Alexandria, which gave us also Origen later. Notice how he talks about the one faith, the unity of one faith that is part of the primitive and Catholic Church. So this is the original thing is what he's saying, and it's got one faith. So notice that what I said before about unity and Catholicity being necessarily together, this is witnessed by a father who died in 215. From this and from other passages, the Catholic Encyclopedia goes on, which might be quoted, the technical use seems to have been clearly established from the beginning of the 3rd century. In this sense, the word it implies sound doctrine as opposed to heresy, and unity of organization as opposed to schism. Keep in mind there were schismatic sects around at this time, as well as heretical sects, all sorts of Gnostic sects and others. In fact, Catholic soon became in many cases a mere appellative, the proper name, in other words, of the true church founded by Christ, just as we now frequently speak of the Orthodox Church when referring to the established religion of the Russian Empire. So in other words, what they're saying is, in other words, it became a proper name. It became a proper name. So it was probably in this sense that the Spaniards, like Patrian, writes about the year 370, quote, Christianus mihi nomen est, Catholicus cognomen, end quote. So what does that mean? Christian is my name, Catholic is my surname. Christian is my name, Catholic is my surname. So it becomes a proper name, even this Spanish father of the church, Pacian. And notice, we're quoting now Greek and Latin fathers. Pacian around the year 370, writing in Spain about the western edge of the known world at the time. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie, and we're talking about the Catholicity of the Church. that third note, one holy Catholic and apostolic. So the Pagian's already using it in the late 4th century as a proper name. And by the way, I don't know why, but for some strange reason, there's this huge lacuna in the Catholic Encyclopedia article, this big hole, and that they don't even talk about the Council of Nicaea. The Council of Nicaea, and you can look at the links that I have to Joe Gallegos' site,